Dr. Franey grew up in France, where he became an apprentice chef at the age of 14. 4 years later, he moved to the United States to become the chef at the French Pavilion of the World's Fair. He's now known not only as a chef, but as a food writer. Since 1975, he's been with the New York Times as a recipe columnist. A new book of his recipes has just been published under the title More 60-Minute Gourmet. He'll be with us in about a half hour. In the spring, singer and guitarist Jane Voss and pianist Hoyle Osborne visited with us. Sorry, it seems like we were off the air with a technical problem for a moment there. I'm not sure exactly where we left being on the air, so I'll just remind you that at 2:30, Pierre Franey will be with us. He's a chef and recipe columnist. In the spring, singer and guitarist Jane Voss and pianist Hoyle Osborne visited with us and performed a few numbers in our music studio. I urged them to get in touch when they return to the Delaware Valley, and I'm happy now to be able to welcome them back to fresh air. Jane and Hoyle perform a mix of vaudeville, Tin Pan Alley, and cabaret material. Some of the songs they perform they've learned from 78 RPM recordings. Hoyle's been an avid record collector for many years. Much of their material is original. Jane is a songwriter. Hoyle is a composer. Jane is from the West Coast, where she first became known as a folk performer. Hoyle's from Philadelphia and may remember him as the co-founder of the Germantown folk club, the World Control Studio. Since their last visit, their first album together was released under the title Get to the Heart, which is also the title of one of Jane's songs that they perform on the album. And that's on the Green Linnet record label. We'll be hearing a selection from that album a little later. Jane and Hoyle, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thanks, dear.
You've got a number of performances that are coming up, and I'm going to mention those soon, but I'd really like to hear you play a number first, so maybe you could do something for us.
Let's do it.
I'm not a poet, how well I know it. I've never been a raver, but when I speak of you, I rave a bit, it's true. I'm wild about you, I'm lost without you. You give my life its flavor, what sugar does for tea. That's exactly what you do for me. You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Now most can tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. My love boat.
I really like the way you do that song. How did you decide to add that one to your repertoire, Jane?
I know where I heard it that it impressed me so much. I it's a song that I heard in my childhood, but we have a recording by Emmett Miller, who's a very obscure singer. He recorded exactly in the same time period as Jimmy Rogers, 1927 to 1933, and there's a sort of a pirate record out on a label called The Old Masters of a number of his recordings. He is the one who originally recorded the Lovesick Blues, from which Hank Williams learned it and made famous that yodel, which was Emmett Miller's trademark. There's no yodeling in You're the Cream in My Coffee on that recording, but that was the recording that really clued me into that song. And it's like a number of the songs in our repertoire. You know, we learned it at one point, and I think we performed it a little bit, but not very much. And then it just kind of was back there in the background. And then all of a sudden, one day, we said, "Let's sing this one." And it was just the right song for the right moment. And now I really enjoy singing it, especially for an audience, because it has to do with my relationship with the audience as well as my relationship with, you know, my more personal relationships.
Well, it's a great tune, and I think you do it really well. Before we
go any
further, I just want to tell everybody that one of the things you're going to be doing in town is performing at a number of places. And let me just run through this. So if you'd like to see Jane and Hoyle perform, you'll know where they'll be. This Friday, they'll be at Godfrey Daniels, which is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And I'll give you a phone number for Godfrey Daniels. It's 867-2390. They're in Bethlehem, so you'll have to dial 1 first if you're calling from Philadelphia. Their set there will start at 9 o'clock. Sunday evening, they'll be at the Cherry Tree Folk Club in St. Mary's at the University of Pennsylvania campus. That's at 3601 Locust Walk. And let's see, the number there is 386-1640, and there's 2 sets, 1 at 8 and 1 at 10. The number again for the Cherry Tree performance this Sunday is 386-1640. Finally, on Tuesday, they'll be at the Troubadour Folk Club, which is at the Churchville Nature Center in Churchville, Pennsylvania. That set will be at 7:30, and for more information, you can call 357-4005, and I'll run through all that again a little later for you. The last time you were here, we learned that you are both very itinerant and spend most of your time on the road. Obviously, you've been adding new material to your repertoire. How do you get a chance to work things out when you're staying at people's houses or hotels all the time?
Well, it's real tricky. I often wish that I had a tiny electric piano to work on, and I'm determined to get one soon. But we certainly seek out the people who have pianos in their homes and to stay with, and manage to do that from time to time. And there are those rare moments when we have several days in one home with a piano, and we really just lay right into the work when we get the opportunity. We're all the time adding recordings to our cassette collection, that kind of thing. With cassettes, we can travel around with lots and lots of possible material and think about it for a long time before we actually get around to working things out.
I bet that a lot of people who hear your album have requests for you of tunes that they'd like to see you do next, since some of the material on there is familiar and some of it is the more obscure songs of otherwise familiar composers. What are some of the songs on the waiting list that people are demanding you that you do in the future?
Oh, boy. Well, there's a You're the Cream in My Coffee is one that some people have asked for, and there's a song of mine called Been on the Road Too Long that a lot of people have asked for. One that we get a whole lot of requests for that we're just kind of up in the air about whether we're going to put it on the next album or not, because it's a fairly outrageous song. I think it's a rated R for rude.
It's not for radio play.
Right, it's not for radio play. It's called Show Us the Length, and it's a song that was written
What's
by...
What's it about, Jane?
it's a true story about a young woman out in California, in high school, who challenged the mayor when he came to school to seek volunteers for the Miss Pacifica pageant.
And the general drift of it is that if you're so interested in our measurements, let's take a few on you.
It's a wonderful song. It's really well written. It's in the. It's just. I often think that if Sophie Tucker was around today, she would have sung it. It's so. It's very vaudeville-esque. In the way that it's written. It's another song that I wish I could say I wrote. It's so beautiful, but it was written by Bob Bossin, who's a Canadian, and it's just wonderful. And that's probably one of our most requested numbers. What we'd really like to do is put it on a single, you know, and sell it to people who want it.
Like party records.
Yeah, yeah, you might get tired of listening to it on an album over and over again. That's kind of our feeling about it, but...
You know, you can really impress your friends with records like that. They have great underground circulation, right?
Right, right.
Can you do another tune for us?
Oh, okay. You were talking about the process of writing and working out material on the road. This is a piano tune that I wrote initially. We were in Omaha, I guess, a year and a half ago, and...
Two years ago, right?
We had several days in Omaha, and our friends live right next to the campus, and the rehearsal rooms at the university were open to anyone. So I would go over there for several hours each day and work on this tune. And this was when I was doing the first work on it, just laying out the basic thematic material. And then it just took me forever to work it all out, to get the pieces to fit together, to teach myself the tune, because I don't know if this happens to other composers, but it certainly happens to me that I write things that are hard to play. And even though it came out under my hands, it still takes some learning to get it right. And so it was a full year after I'd done that basic work before I was able to do it on stage. But I started doing it this spring. It's a little... tribute to space exploration, and it's called Skylab Scuttle.
Thank you.
I like that a lot.
Thank you.
What was it called again? Skylab Scuttle?
That's right.
That's great. Can you write if you don't have a piano near you? Can you just write it in your head?
No, I'm not that kind of writer.
Ideas
do come to me, and I know that I did imagine this tune before I got to a keyboard to work it out.
You must have if you had to learn how to play it. You must have heard it in your head and then had to figure out how to get your fingers around it.
There's also the function that if you write notes down on paper, you can put a lot more notes on paper than you can put under your finger sometimes.
I'm sure that's true.
I've really had that happen seriously on a couple of tunes. You know, that I started writing and I was doing so much work on paper that I lost sight of the fact that it was not really playable.
Who are some of your favorite pianists or composers for solo piano?
Oh, gee. Well, certainly James P. Johnson, the Harlem Stride pianist. And this is the same kind of tune that James P. would have written. I can't think of anything where he used both ragtime and waltz time in the same tune, but it's not that far-fetched for him to have done that because he did write some waltz time tunes. U.B. Blake is definitely an inspiration for writing this kind of tune. Someone the other day called it ragtime impressionism.
Hmm.
And that's what it is. It stems both from ragtime tradition and from classical music composition. So I also, like those guys, have taken a lot of inspiration from Chopin and Debussy.
Jane, what about you? Do you have favorite singers who you listen to when you get a chance?
Well, my absolute most favorite singer, I have to say, is Edith Piaf. When I hear her sing, she's affected me greatly because when I hear her sing, I mean, it's all the great singers have affected me this way, but I think she, to the greatest extent, exhibits that just complete open-throatedness and complete, it's all there. It's all there. I mean, in terms of the physical thing of resonating in every possible place and of all the heart coming out of all this emotion just in every, I mean, without understanding the words, I know, you know, I have a feeling about what those things are about that she's singing. She makes me want to learn French and so on. But other favorites I just have endless favorites. Of older singers, there's Bessie Smith and Judy Garland and, there are just so many, I can't even think of them. I mean, there really are. And there's great country singers. I've been really strongly influenced and affected by a lot of male singers as well, and particularly, I think, in the country music vein. But people like Jimmy Rogers and currently, I don't know if it's exactly influence, but I love to hear John Conley sing, for instance. He's just a wonderful, sweet, straightforward country singer. And Merle Haggard is hard to beat, too, when you come right down to that.
Did you yodel?
I do yodel a little bit, yeah.
I wonder if you're ever going to put a yodel in a vaudeville tune and how strange that will sound if you ever do that.
Well, actually, I know some. Because Emmett Miller was a vaudeville singer. I didn't really explain that before. He was not essentially a country singer. He mostly did vaudeville, type material. He had a minstrel show and that sort of thing, and he did this yodeling as part of, there's that song Anytime, which actually a lot of country singers have recorded, but it's really a pop song. Anytime you're feeling lonely. And he does this thing where he just yodels that word out. You know, anytime, that sort of thing. He just uses it in all of his songs. It was like a trademark with him.
Huh. So what are some of the places you've been lately?
Oh, we just came from New England. We were in New Bedford and where else? Fitchburg, Massachusetts.
Canaan, Connecticut. Saratoga Springs, New York.
And before that, we were up in Ontario, which has been a major stopping off point for us. And on virtually every tour, I guess, we've included parts of Ontario, especially London, Ontario, which I had never heard of before we started traveling there. But it's a nice town with a wonderful community of people interested in music. They throw a fabulous festival for free in their city park, and 50,000 people come through the festival every year. Just incredible stuff. And before that, we were all the way out west in Seattle and in Idaho.
So, A lot of miles to be putting in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm with Hoyle Osborne and Jane Voss, and we're going to hear an excerpt from their album together in a few minutes. And in a couple of minutes, I'll also tell you where you can hear them perform live over the next few days in the Delaware Valley. But for now, maybe you can do a final number for us.
Sure. I'd be glad to. This song is a song for the winter, and although Jane and I try to spend our winters in California, we know what it's about. Even in California, well, at least the part of California we live in, north of San Francisco, you have a lot of the same feelings as you do in an eastern or northern winter. You're not kept in by the snow, but you're kept in by the cold and the rain. And the world gets to be a little bit dreary. And if you're too broke to afford Christmas, it can kind of get you down. So this is a song to purge some of those feelings.
Was written by Tommy Thompson.
Honey, hot butter.
I really enjoyed that. It's a nice tune, and again, I really like the way you do it.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
We're going to hear in a couple of minutes a selection from the album that you did together, which came out about half a year ago, I guess.
May,
yeah. But I know you have your ideas that you're working on for your next album. What are some of the things that you're thinking about?
Well, we're kind of kicking around two different thematic ideas, and in the end, we don't even know if we'll end up with either of the themes. But one of the themes has to do with hard times and getting through them. We have a whole batch of songs on that subject, and Hot Buttered Rum is definitely one of those. And well, You're the Cream in My Coffee is also a kind of song about getting through. I mean, it's just, you know, it would fit in, you know. The other theme that we're kicking around has to do with our lives in these times. That's kind of our working title for it. And it would be a topical sort of album, which would overlap in theme with the other one. It would just be more topical and...
Include some satirical songs.
Right.
That would be the difference.
Like possibly Show Us the Length.
Yeah. But I think we'll record in essentially the same format as we did before, a small combo. And we felt real comfortable with that. We have fantasies about more elaborate production in terms of having a whole Dixieland band join us for some of the songs, things like that. But we have budget considerations and also... there's technical considerations with 8-track recording, and I think that's what we're going to be doing again, is 8-track recording.
Mm-hmm. So, we love the studio we worked in, and of course, the studio where we have recorded, that same engineer, Michael Kogan, has recorded full jazz bands in his studio to good effect. He's really quite good, and of course, they used to not even have 8-tracks.
Right.
So.
So we may yet do it, do a more elaborate production. We'll just have to see.
Well, I'll look forward to the album, whichever approach you choose to take to
Thank
it.
You.
I want to mention again where you're both going to be performing. I'm with Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne, and they're visiting the Delaware Valley. So for the next few days, there's a few places where you can hear them perform. So let me tell you when and where. Friday night, this Friday, November 6th, they'll be at Godfrey Daniels, which is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. That will start at 9 o'clock, and to call for information, if you're in Philadelphia, you should dial 1 first. The number is 867-2390. That's 867-2390. This Sunday night, they'll be at the Cherry Tree Folk Club, which is in St. Mary's on the University of Pennsylvania campus, on Locust Walk. Sets are at 8 and 10 o'clock, and the number for the Cherry Tree performance is 386-1640. And finally, on Tuesday, November 10th, they'll be at the Troubadour Folk Club, which is in the Churchville Nature Center in Churchville, Pennsylvania. That's at 7:30, and a number you can call for that performance is 357-4005. Where are you off to after you leave the Delaware
North
Valley?
North Carolina. We have a show down in Winston-Salem.
Great.
Yeah, it's we're just making these little quick forays into the South because we'd like to have some territory down there, build an audience down there. We think that that a lot of people, especially in the Mountain South, would like our music a whole lot, and the little taste that we've had of performing down there have been real satisifying. So,
well,
we're pursuing it.
It's getting cool, too. It's a good time to be heading south,
yeah,
anyway.
Right.
Of course, then we're heading north again, so.
Yeah, for a week of work with Utah Phillips up in, way up in New York State.
Western New York,
yeah.
Great. Well, good luck to you both, and I'm really glad you were able to come back. I always enjoy listening to you.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you.
Forward to a return visit sometime.
Oh, good.
Great.
Good.
I'm with Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne, and let's listen to a selection from their album that came out in last spring on Green Linnet Records. It's the first album they did together. Probably another one will be on the way pretty soon. This is a song that Jane wrote, and it's called Ode to a Shrinking Violet.
Quite a show. There are flowers of every description. Oh, the colors are wild, side by side as they grow. Oh, what a happy condition. Some grow gracefully tall, others tastefully small. Still they all fall within the design, each in its own way quite fine. Magnificent how they combine. My little flower, come out, it is your eye.
Hi.
Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne from their album Get to the Heart, and Jane and Hoyle are in town and they're doing a number of appearances, performances in the next few days. It's 17 minutes to 3, and this is Fresh Air on WUA.